Previously on 221B Baker Street.
Oh, fine. You know how I love hide and seek.
Salams, brother.
It's him. But you're breaking into my apartment. Forgivable. Wasting my time with false cases. Expected. Entering my room? You must be mad.
No. If you answered my calls, I wouldn't need to check up on you in person, little Shamsi. And I didn't break into your apartment. Mrs. Hassan let me in.
Our indemnity notice clearly states, customers are to please note that this play area is used at their own risk. The restaurant will not take any responsibility, nor be liable for any loss, injury or death incurred in the play area.
What are you doing here?
Always so aggressive. Did it never occur to you that you and I belong on the same side?
Oddly enough, no.
Same side?
We have more in common than you like to believe. This petty feud between us is simply childish. People will suffer, and you know how it will always upset Mummy.
Mummy? I upset her? It wasn't me that upset her, Mad.
No, wait.
Mummy?
Who's Mummy?
Mother. Our mother. This is my brother. Munir Ahmed Tinda.
Members of the public go on social media, they go on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram to go and advertise the fact that the person has been kidnapped. That should not be encouraged. In fact, those particular actions very often could put the life of the lives of the victim at risk. Please do not go on social media to go and highlight that somebody is missing or somebody has been kidnapped.
And this must be Dr. Wasim. I love your blog.
Thanks.
Shamshir has been assigned as the detective on the case.
Thanks, honey, but it's unnecessary. I've already found the culprit.
You have?
The ninja in niqab.
And now, on 221B Baker Street.
Layla tries to keep calm as she listens to the cold voice coming from the other end of the line.
If you want your child back, get 3 million rand ready, or else.
As soon as the call ends, Layla turns to Tahir.
You hear it? Just pay it, please. They're going to phone again.
Look, Layla, the money is not the problem. How do we even know that they really have Danielle?
I heard my child crying. Who knows this sound better than me?
You were ordered not to tell the police. So you found me.
Well, an obscure consulting detective is perfect for the job. I doubt the kidnappers even know you exist. So let's see if you are as good as your friend claims, Shamshir.
You know, Tahir, I actually can't take this case anymore.
Oh, you will. The rewards for it are something even you can't refuse, Shamshir.
Oh, I've already refused it. Now take care.
Sid, it's a child. An innocent child involved.
Yes, problem?
You're choosing your ego over a child's life?
Oh, Simi, sentiment is a chemical defect.
I don't care. Do it, Sid. For the child.
Oh.
Shamshir makes a U-turn.
Told you,
I do this my way.
Well, I think...
Tahir, face the other way. You're putting me off.
Genuinely concerned about her sister's well-being, Zakia decides to phone Layla with some advice.
How are you?
What kind of a question is that? My child is missing.
Look, Lales, I know your thoughts.
Well, don't blame me for thinking you took Danielle. You would have done the same if you were me.
Never mind that, Lales. I know it's tough, but don't give up hope in the mercy of Allah. Keep reading Blahola Wala Kuata Ila Billah. Is that was taught by...
Oh, you and your wazifas. Don't worry, the detective is on it. And I'll keep making my duas. I gotta go. Salams.
Oh, well, nothing stopping me from reading it myself. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Despite being a new volunteer, Armani quickly excels at what she does since she's great with kids.
Armani, come and play with me!
Armani is overwhelmed by the innocent love only a child can give, and her heart breaks knowing that every child she meets has suffered a loss greater than she can ever imagine.
Armani, come and play with me.
Children without their parents without children. I wonder what happened to Danielle. I hope he's safe.
Miss Slovo?
Yes, Mrs. Brenda?
We've had an unfortunate incident last night. Last night, at about 10 p.m., the matron on duty heard the sound of a crying child. She immediately went to check on our own kids to find every one of them asleep. It was only after some time that she realized the crying was from outside, and she immediately opened the door to find a child sobbing in the darkness.
Oh no! What did she do?
Well, we've taken him in until we can find more information about him.
May I see him?
Yes! It seems to be a Muslim child. Well, we're hoping you know. Maybe you can help. We've never dealt with a Muslim child before.
Armani is taken to meet the unknown child. Only to realize.
Oh my, is that?
I couldn't have done it better myself. You will be greatly rewarded. Is the child safe?
About that.
Where is the child? Where? Put him on a line.
Well, I can't.
What did you do with the child?
Relax. What you instructed me to. I left him at the house. Your plan will be successful.
Lovely.
When will I get my money? I need it.
Half of the amount is already transferred to you. The remainder will follow once I see the child with Bilal. Well done.
I hope I left the child outside the right house. Well, I'll find out soon enough.
Sometime later, Shamshir relaxes in his living room with Alta Kir in the world.
Don't you have a child to find?
No.
So you found Danielle?
Danielle will be found.
What? I thought you agreed to take the case. You even listened to everything the Patels had to say.
Yes, and I treated it like any other case. I listened to their story, they listened to my comments, and I pocketed the fee.
Fee? You didn't even find the child.
The child will be found.
How?
There's so much more than meets the eye, Simi.
Like what?
Oh, Simi, the distinction is clear. When I already know who the kidnapper is, do I need to fret about the child?
Hello?
Tonight, 9 p.m. towards the outskirts of the town, there's a Sossel garage.
Yes?
About 2 kilometers further down, meet me there. But before you do, transfer 1.5 million rand into the account. If you want your child, make sure it's only you and your husband.
What happened?
9 p.m. Transfer half of the money into this account.
But we can trace the number of the text, Lils.
Oh, don't bother with that. The sum's already cut, probably.
There's no harm in trying.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed cannot be reached.
I told you, just get the money, please.
Wasim finds Shamshir where he left him, chilling and relaxing on the couch.
Tahir called.
I hope he ignored it.
It didn't.
It's a child, Sid.
What did he want now?
They're going to meet the kidnapper.
You telling me this? Why?
You're supposed to be his consulting detective.
See me? Since when do I belong to anyone? I'm a consulting detective. Think of it as an indefinite case. Infinite and free. It would have a tanween on its last letter.
You took my computer again, didn't you?
Confiscated it. Thankfully, it was only online Arabic lessons distracting you. What with the amount of explicit material available on the net, I had to check up on you.
Your point, Sid?
I'm not a mudaf, see me. Except to the highest being.
Fair enough. But the highest being would want you to save a child for him. Don't you think, Sid?
Perhaps. But tonight... Tonight there will be no child.
Tahir and Layla waits in the darkness, wondering when the kidnapper will finally end their anguish.
I see you came, but tonight was only the rehearsal.
What?
Don't worry. Practice makes perfect. Doesn't it?
Radio Islam International, International Drama Edition.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast.